Welcome to the Extra Business Edition podcast with Ted Robertson. The Extra Business Edition is a production of the KRDO Network. And now, Ted Robertson.
Good morning and happy finally a Friday. I am Ted Robertson. Joining me today, founder, CCO, senior wealth advisor of Advenir Wealth Management, Frank Vaughn. Frank, good morning and welcome to the Extra Business Edition.
Hey, Ted, good morning. Thank you very much for having me today.
I am kind of excited about this discussion because today we're going to try to break down COVID as that relates to the effect that it has had on the economy, commerce, and business. And the takeaways today, I think, could be very powerful, Frank, because as we discussed, we have one mission. It is to give one business owner today something that saves his business or her business. That's kind of like, that's kind of what we're looking for today.
Yeah, absolutely, Ted. If we can just, shine a little bit of clarity on this and give somebody a path moving forward, that's the ultimate goal.
So getting started, what we want to do is talk a little bit about you. I have thought about how to describe you. And in our first couple of conversations, what comes to mind is that you are colorful and you do not hold back on the truth. You are a teller of the unvarnished economic truth. And that really speaks to how Advenir works as a wealth management firm.
Yeah, Ted, I mean, I couldn't have said it better. My business partner, Brandon Hughes, and I have an interesting background, and we just essentially came to a point to where we realized if we could really serve our clients, provide the financial knowledge and wisdom, and really manage the things the way that we wanted, we had to go out and forge a path and create our own company. And that's a little bit about me. I'm a certified financial planner. Have over a decade of experience really assisting high net worth and ultra high net worth clientele, specifically focusing on small businesses. Colorado Springs, as you know, it's a sea of small businesses, and that's really where we focus. The fun thing about Brandon and I is we both spent a majority of our careers with two real financial behemoths. Brandon was actually a Eurodollar interest rate trader. Has a lot of experience on the fundamental and technical side. Really, I went down more of the financial planning, the overall kind of big, 30,000 foot view of financial success. And we both managed right around $900 million combined. We were both ranked in the top 1% nationally of over 900 plus peers. And we both walked away at the top of our career. Not because we didn't like the company and not because we didn't like what we were doing, but just because, like you said, there were just some truths in finance that we feel, we weren't really able to talk about as much. So we formed Advenir Wealth under the guise of, just blatant honesty. And really our foundation is our fiduciary oath, which I'll talk about a little bit. And then just one thing, too, being from Colorado Springs for the past 25-plus years, Brandon and I actually both graduated from Air Academy High School. We were state hockey champs. He was very good at hockey. I had baseball scholarships. And, how life works, we both ended up attending the University of Colorado here in Colorado Springs. They have a great business school and, really put us on a great path. We both live in northern Colorado Springs and, never see ourselves moving. But getting back on track about Advenir Wealth, the main thing that we like to focus on is we see ourselves as a pioneering integrated wealth solutions provider, meaning really what we look at is we look at finance and we look at investing, saving for retirement a little different. We see ourselves as a scaled family office to where we do everything from tax advice, estate planning, as I say, integrated wealth management. And the real thing that we look at is really more of an endowment style investing approach. If you look at some of the top minds in finance, you look at some, these large endowments like Harvard, Princeton, Yale, really what we look to do is drive down correlations, from traditional asset class investing. And we really focus on increasing yield and total return. And we do this through modernizing our portfolio construction. So we have a theory that modern portfolio theory It's a Nobel-winning winning theory by Henry Markowitz in 1952, along with Efficient Frontier. We feel like a lot of it is really broken, and it has to do with the overall market, not his theory in general. But we really look at, you know, we're moving towards the future of what we call the age of exponential, and we look at ways to future-proof the portfolio. So that's something that's a long conversation. The main thing that we focus on is, as I mentioned to you, is our fiduciary oath. We believe that you should have in writing with any of your trusted advisors exactly how they're compensated, if they're working in your best interest, and really, you know, accountability steps moving forward. The dirty secret in finance is that most financial advisors don't have to do what's right. They only have to do what's suitable for you. And so we decided, instead of waiting for the government to pass, you know, actionable legislation or for companies to kind of move out on their own and start looking at it this way, we just put it in writing with our fiduciary oath, and that's really what makes us different. So I hope that's a good overview. I don't know if there's anything else you wanted me to touch on from a company standpoint.
I think that works very, very nicely to explain your competitive nature, your desire to win, to do it the right way, and the right way for you is not in the box, not by any stretch of the imagination. And that's, I think, really, really good stuff. It's going to feed nicely into the next couple of segments where we are going to talk about, we're going to kind of do an economic review. COVID, right in the middle of that. The problem, as you say, or the match that was thrown on the tinder, which better explains COVID? So Frank Vaughn, my guest today, CCO, founder and senior wealth advisor for Advenir Wealth Management. We're going to go to Open for Biz next. When we come back from that, we'll resume and we'll start on this economic review that I think you will all really enjoy. Again, the mission today, give something that helps save a business today, or one, or more, or 100. That's our mission today. Frank, thanks for being with me. We'll be back in just a few minutes. And welcome back. If you're just joining us, my guest today, founder, CCO, and senior wealth advisor for Advenir Wealth Management, Mr. Frank Vaughn. Frank, thank you again for spending time with us here today on a pretty important mission. We just got done having a bit of a discussion about what Advenir is and who Advenir is. And I love the quote that you sent from R. Buckminster Fuller. You want to kind of lay that one out before we get into our the economic part of this discussion?
Yeah, absolutely. This is something I came across, a very wise person, my wife, pointed me to this quote. And the quote is, "You never change things by fighting the existing reality. To change something, build a new model that makes the existing model obsolete." And, you know, that's one of the founding missions of our firm and between my business partner and myself, why we founded Advenir Wealth Management.
Gosh, and does that not have business owner, entrepreneur spirit written all through it?
You hit the nail on the head, 100%.
Yeah, don't do it the way it's always been done, because that doesn't work. Make it new and make it work. The economic outlook is where I think we want to get started. But let's preface all of this. Frank, can you kind of give us a sense for why it is so vitally important for business owners, entrepreneurs, and people in the commercial space looking to succeed need to know this information, or should know this information?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, let's see the silver lining in all this. You know, there are some positives that we can take away, is that we call them in the economic and the finance world, black swans. They're not something that a lot of people saw coming. Brandon and I would argue, and as you mentioned, that, you know, we're kind of going with this thought experiment of, is COVID really the cause and the underlying reason, or was it just a match that was thrown on the tender that that lit, this catastrophe? And, really what we're looking at, and I'll break down, we'll go through some of the hard numbers from an economic outlook, and then I'll go over you know, some of our theories and stuff, and then really steps that small business owners can take to protect themselves. And to tie back into your point, you know, having things like an emergency fund, I think people are starting to look at saying 3 to 6 months, maybe that's not enough. You know, having, you know, a little extra food, some of those things that just, you know, we're not talking about prepping. We're talking about things that can take your mind, you know, off of the underlying, you know, economic issues that are out there and just really provide a sense of security. So we're much more look at protect what you have compared to taking, you know, asymmetric risk, if that makes sense. And really, I'll just start touching on some of the economic numbers, if that works.
Please, yeah.
The economic outlook, you know, and I'll try not to paint such a grim picture, but, you know, if we just look, we just had weekly claims at 3.2 million for unemployment. That's bringing the seven-week total to 33 million. So Neil Kashkari, he is the president of the Fed and the bank in Minneapolis. And the reason why he's an interesting figure is because he was the lead in the 2008 TARP program. And so he came out and recently just said, I really think the real numbers are more 23 to 24% when it comes to the unemployment number. That's rivaling the Great Depression, right around 25%. My question is, why is somebody with the Federal Reserve coming out and saying the real numbers compared to the reported numbers? The reported numbers, you know, are more around 16, 17%. If we do, you know, just a quick back of the envelope calculation, you know, 33 million people unemployed, right around 130 million from workforce participation. Yeah, that's right around 25%. So, you know, that speaks towards the shutdown, what we've seen here, you know, over the last 7 weeks, that, you know, the economy is not just some switch or switch that we can flip. You know, there's going to be a process. There's a lot of people, you know, they're struggling right now. You know, there are certain places where people are worried about, you know, food, feeding their family. And, you know, that really doesn't point to a quick V-shaped recovery. And he even was talking about, Neil Kashkari was looking at, you know, an 18-month strategy of rolling shutdowns that really could prolong this. So, you know, your guess is as good as mine, or as good as mine as far as how long this is going to, you know, basically have the rolling shutdowns moving forward. Now, the thing that's interesting is the Federal Reserve recently came out and has vowed to keep rates low, and what they mean by low is 0% until we reach full employment. So again, full employment, we could do a whole, you know, hour-long show on unemployment, what the numbers are, what does full employment mean? Some people say 4%. Long story short, this is unprecedented where the Fed is basically talking about expanding their balance sheets, taking on a ton of debt, and really, you know, driving interest rates down low. And I'll touch on, you know, some of the driving factors with that, but more economic numbers. Mohammed Alarian, he was the former CEO of PIMCO. I believe he's with Allianz now. You know, he talks about seeing the economy contract up to 14%. And, you know, their talks, I didn't see the numbers this morning, but their talks at non-farm payroll numbers are expected to be the worst ever. So this is not painting a very good picture that we're looking at from an economic recovery. I promise you, I won't be all doom and gloom, but, you know, they're just things that we have to consider moving forward. Now, the thing that's interesting is the federal funds rate. This is really a gauge where the markets expect the Fed's overnight benchmark for overnight lending within institutions are. It just came out recently that the Euro-dollar interest rate market is really pricing in slightly negative interest rates by December. So what this means from the grand picture is that, you know, financial institutions will be required to pay interest if interest rates go negative for parking excess reserves, you know, with a central bank. This is, you know, unprecedented territory here, but really, if you look internationally, you look through Europe, you look through Germany, you know, we're seeing negative interest rates. And You know, the main thing that we're talking about is we don't feel like it's because of coronavirus. This has been something that we've been building up to over the last couple of decades.
Frank, so, I apologize. Yeah. I've got to interject here. We're going to take a break. We'll get our news, traffic, and weather in the next few minutes. We'll come back and we'll pick up on this conversation right there, right where we left off. Thank you for being here today. Frank Vaughn, who is the CCO and Senior Wealth Advisor for Advenir Wealth Management. And what we are talking about today is sort of the why you need to know this information as business owners. And we'll wrap this all up with some possible solutions, some possible takeaways for you that might very well help save your business, especially if you're in trouble. I'm Ted Robertson. You're listening to the Extra Business Edition here on KRDO News Radio. We'll be right back. Welcome back to the Extra Business Edition. I'm Ted Robertson, my guest today, Mr. Frank Vaughn, founder, CCO, and Senior Wealth Advisor for Advenir Wealth Management, and discussion continuing now on sort of the economic outlook. We're taking stock of what's happening in the economy. Is it COVID-caused? Is it COVID-related? How does it affect commerce and your business? All of those things. Frank, welcome back. As we were transitioning into the break, you were talking about employment numbers and talking about how big those numbers might really be compared to what's been reported.
Yeah, no, Ted, that's a perfect segue because that was kind of more of the quantitative side and now kind of touching on some of the qualitative side that we'll look at from an economics, and I promise it'll tie together on some useful tips, you know, moving forward in ways that we can actually use this to our advantage. But touching on this, it's, as we discussed, something called the great moderation in finance. And there's this theory that we're going to see a reduction in volatility as business cycles, you know, fluctuations within the business cycles of developed nations have really started to smooth out. You know, there's a very prominent hedge fund manager just a few weeks before this great pullback that we saw here where the market from peak to trough went down right around 36.5%, where they were talking about the cash is trash. And I'll explain that and what I mean by that. And really, it's rooted in a term that I don't know if we're all familiar with, but it's called quantitative easing or economic stimulus. And really, what my company believes is that we've seen a decoupling of the market and the overall economy. And what I mean by that is when we look at quantitative easing, to put it as very simplistic as I possibly can, the whole theory behind quantitative easing is that if we print a ton of money, inject cash into the economic system, very low interest rates, what it will do is it will have businesses go out, they'll loan money, they'll take out loans at very low interest rates, they'll do capital improvements in their businesses or raise wages. The employees, in turn, will stimulate the economy. They'll go buy a bigger house or go buy stuff, you know, they'll go out shopping, and that we'll see economic growth from that. Well, we're arguing that, you know, really over the last decade, what we've seen is suppressed interest rates, an ever-expanding national debt that's $24 trillion and rising with this last recent stimulus. And really, we don't see a situation where we can raise interest rates, and the Federal Reserve is kind of stuck in a hard spot. So that brings back the question, you know, when we look at it, we look at it objectively, have we really banished volatility? I mean, did we metaphorically create the you know, economic firebreak, so to speak? You know, we're theorizing that we've simply, you know, slashed the forest and built the tinder that could potentially, you know, ignite the next great economic financial forest fire. And, you know, when you really look at it, think about your news feed. Think about all the news that we see coming out and think about the last decade. You know, there's things that to me already don't really make sense from the traditional terms. I mean, over the last decade, we've had very strong, you know, economic growth without really any wage increases. Look at these companies now where we have massive valuations for these companies that don't even make a profit. We're using terms that, for lack of a better word, you know, are extremely Orwellian, from quantitative easing, the troubled asset relief, you know, the central banks in our mind, and through the Fed policy, what we've seen is we've essentially found a way to privatize profit and socialize the losses with too big to fail and a lot of these bailouts. So it's interesting right now, and it ties together into a book that I really think, you know, doesn't get its due. And it's called The Fourth Turning by Strauss and Howe. And they talk about generational theory. And they have this theory that we go on 80-year super cycles, where throughout American history, every 80 years, there's some sort of crisis which reoccurs, which is then followed by a massive recovery. And so their book, it's highly debatable. They have a highly debatable thesis. But part of the fourth turning, the crisis that we're kind of seeing now, is really rooted, you know, from where we see institutions under attack and breaking down. And so this is kind of like I was telling you, more of the economic theory and more of the qualitative side. If we start thinking about it, think about which institutions in our lives right now really aren't under attack. I mean, the health care industry, from the pandemic response, most of my clients and most of the small business owners I talk to, I mean, putting politics aside, they don't have a clue, you know, basically what to believe right now. You know, you see different facts, you know, coming out every day and, you know, things that seem to be kind of 180 position flops. We're in a very weird spot from the healthcare industry right now, not even to mention long-term care considerations, you know, what we're looking at moving forward in that demand. College, you know, is a prime example. The question, the number one question I get from anybody that has teenage kids looking at college is it worth it? Should my kids go to college? Why is college inflating more than healthcare costs? From a finance side, we were just talking about, you know, the unemployment rates, the consumer pricing index. I mean, we could talk for hours on just, you know, how that number is put together. There's all these interesting books right now that you hear about, you know, don't do the traditional jobs, don't save in a 401k, that 401ks are a scam, and that, you know, you should create multi-level marketing businesses, and don't invest in the market. Real estate's the way to go. It's going to exponentially grow forever, especially in Colorado Springs. So, you know, the main question that we get a lot of the times is, how am I ever going to retire? And, you know, from a political side, that's not even worth talking about. But if you get kind of the picture that I'm painting, we see a lot of economic drivers from a qualitative side that have really put us in a pretty weird situation. But like I was telling you, there are many silver linings from that. You know, I've painted an awful picture so far, but the thing that we need to remember is what's going to be that next thing? What's going to be that new developing technology that's going to bring us out of this and really move towards growth moving forward? And that's why we really feel that looking at future-proofing your portfolio, converging technologies are going to radically change the world. I'll tell you right now, we're one of the few advisors, you know, around that have our clients investing in some of the blockchain and cryptocurrency investments. You can actually go out and invest in ETFs and through hedge funds, you can invest in that market without having to, you know, go down that path. So that's one thing right now that we see as a different diversifier. And we feel like people that are just in the traditional asset allocation, stocks, bonds, you know, really, there are a lot of concerning things out there that they could really, you know, be in for getting steamrolled or getting halved by this market.
Frank,
so that's more. Oh, yeah.
Masterfully stated. Let's pause there. When we come back, we'll start to roll this all up together, button it up, and offer those very important takeaways. Sound good?
Sounds great, Ted. Thank
I'm
you.
Ted Robertson. You're listening to the Extra Business Edition here on KRDO News Radio. My guest today, Frank Vaughn, founder, CCO, and senior wealth advisor for Advenir Wealth Management. We'll be back in just a couple of minutes. And welcome back to finally a Friday, a very happy Friday, a beautiful day outside. We're talking with Frank Vaughn, founder, CCO, and senior wealth advisor for Advenir Wealth management, coming from big places, and we've got him right here in Colorado Springs, and not your average thinker, not by any stretch. Colorful is how I like to describe you, Frank, and somebody who tells the unvarnished truth that I think a lot of other people are afraid to even speak out loud. And you and your partner have done this in such a way, you've stood your firm up so that you can tell these truths, so that you can speak logic and reason based on data and this very sound philosophy of yours into the idea of investing and, as you say, doing some proofing things for your business to keep your business safe. Now we sort of button things up. We roll it all up together, offer a few takeaways. And as I say, I hope we are able to accomplish our mission today, and that is of helping businesses survive this pandemic and the economic downturn that we are in along with it. Frank, welcome back.
Thanks, Ted. Thanks again for having me.
Glad to have you here. How would you like to roll things up and button them all up and offer takeaways?
Yeah, hopefully. Thank you for giving me the opportunity to ramble on from economic theory and some of the numbers, but I want this to be pointed, and hopefully, like we said, if we can help just one person, the main takeaway from all this and from what I've seen in my experience and working with small business owners is the big underlying theme is know your banker. Have a good connection with an accountant. And why I'm saying that is because with the multiple business owners I've worked with, the people that have local connections with a bank were some of the first ones I saw that were able to take advantage of the SBA loans and the PPP loans. My business, we work directly with the Bank of Colorado. We know a vice president there that she is just fantastic. Her name's Vicki Drew.
I've known her for years. Yeah.
Yes. She being able to have that personal relationship. And we talk to small business owners all the time. They're with some of the major banks and they all say the same thing. I don't feel like I have the relationship, but it's so hard to switch. And having that relationship that you can leverage right now has just been huge. We have another client that has a tax advisor that had her business filed for these loans before, or he basically had all the paperwork together before she even called. So this is not something that you should go alone. You should not be navigating, basically terms of the loans and how to file. This is something that you need to have a trust advisor that you can work with directly. So that's one of the big things that I've seen. Another thing, too, is economic resilience. We all talk about having an emergency fund, having a relaxed fund. Most small businesses run on very thin margins. I understand it's running one myself. But really having a situation where you look back and say, what happens if our business is shut down for 6 months moving forward, a year moving forward? Creating that economic resilience is going to be huge. Those are two major things that should be rooted in the foundation of any business. Next, moving on, look at the silver lining when we have market declines too as well. And when you're working with a financial advisor, these situations are perfect to take advantage of. One thing that you can look at is there's a strategy called tax loss harvesting. You can basically, when the market decreases, if you have set principles in place to where if the market decreases a certain percent, you sell those investments and you find a like and similar investment to invest in, creating a loss that you can carry forward for years. So in this situation where the market was down around 36%, now it's hovering down around 10%. Those are significant tax opportunities that were left on the table for a lot of people. In retirement accounts, you can do Roth conversion strategies too as well. Until 2025, we see probably one of the greatest tax breaks that we're ever going to see. And with extremely high national debt, low interest rates, I just don't see a situation where we're going to be on a lower tax bracket moving forward. So moving from traditional or 401k assets into Roth IRAs, that can be tens to hundreds of thousands of dollars worth of savings in a plan over a retirement plan. So those are huge things to take advantage of right now. And that's, you know, three main takeaways I think everybody can do. And really the final one that we talk to business owners all the time is pay yourself first. As far as I see it and as far as I'm concerned, I would have never been able to start my own small business and take the risk if I wasn't saving, you know, a large portion of what I was making. You know, people always say 10%. We try to instill within our clients, and especially if you're young, pay yourself 15, 20%. Don't even look at that as that's negotiable. That's something for the future you. And businesses that have been doing that, if you're self-employed, you're in a small business, there are so many plans, self-employed 401k plans, SEP IRAs, that not only can you pay yourself, but you can get massive tax breaks. So those are, you know, three or four points that everybody should be taking advantage of right now and really structuring their business moving forward.
Frank, we're going to come back together here in a few weeks, and we're going to do a program on future-proofing. And that has a huge effect on businesses and portfolios, whether they're investing or other things. For today, the main takeaway, know your banker. Have a relationship with your accountant. Be first in line when there are advantages to be had, and make sure they're the right people to be working with. I can give you an example as well of a business owner who benefited mightily from that. It is Buffalo Lodge Bicycle Resort, who has an extremely good relationship with her banker and her accountant, and because of that, was able to accomplish exactly what you stated. She was one of the first people in line when business relief funding became available, and because of that, her business is still standing today. So do you think it's too late for some businesses, Frank, or do you think there's always hope?
No, there 100% is always hope. We're going to come out of this, you know, we potentially, you know, we're going to see, you know, some slowdown here. But no, there's definitely hope, and use this as a time to really redefine your goals, keep moving forward. You know, it's like we were talking about, the thing that's very unique is that, success and failure, they're both slow processes. So use this time to start building for the future, and we're going to come out of this. I don't want to paint a grim picture, mm-hmm. It all starts with a foundation. It all starts with a plan, and, you know, having those connections moving forward. Now's the time if you haven't done it.
Frank Vaughn, founder, CCO, and senior wealth advisor for Advenir Wealth Management. Look them up online at advenirwealth.com. Get in touch with them through the website. Frank, thank you so much for being here today. And in a few weeks, we'll be back together. We'll talk about future-proofing.
Ted, thank you. I look forward to it. Have a great weekend.
You as well. The Extra Business Edition returns next Friday at 9 a.m.
You've been listening to the Extra Business Edition podcast with Ted Robertson. The Extra Business Edition is a production of the KRDO Network and airs live Friday mornings at 9 on KRDO News Radio 105.5 FM, 1240 AM, 92.5 FM, and KRDO.com. Listen on demand at KRDO.com under the radio tab. Click on podcasts.